Book 5, Calypso, the Sweet Nymph. For 7 of the 10 years Odysseus has spent wandering the Mediterranean Sea, he has been held captive by the goddess Calypso on her island. As Book 5 begins, Zeus sends the god Hermes to tell Calypso to release Odysseus. However, she is only to give him a raft. He must sail for 20 days before landing on Scaea, where he will be helped in his return home. No words were lost on Hermes the wayfinder, who bent to tie his beautiful sandals on, ambrosial, golden, that carry him over water or over endless land in a swish of the wind, and took the wand with which he charms asleep, or when he wills, awake, the eyes of men. So, wand in hand, he paced into the air, shot from Pieria, down, down to sea level, and veered to skim the swell. A gull patrolling between the wave crests of the desolate sea will dip to catch a fish and douse his wings. No higher above the whitecaps Hermes flew until the distant island lay ahead. Then, rising shoreward from the violet ocean, he stepped up to the cave. Divine Calypso, the mistress of the isle, was now at home. Upon her hearthstone, a great fire blazing scented the farthest shores with cedar smoke and smoke of thyme, and singing high and low in her sweet voice, before her loom a-weaving, she passed her golden shuttle to and fro. A deep wood grew outside, with summer leaves of alder and black poplar, pungent cypress. Ornate birds here rested their stretched wings, horned owls, falcons, cormorants, long-tongued beach-combing birds, and followers of the sea. Around the smooth-walled cave, a crooking vine held purple clusters under ply of green, and 4 springs, bubbling up near one another, shallow and clear, took channels here and there through beds of violets and tender parsley. Even a god who found this place would gaze and feel his heart beat with delight. So Hermes did. But when he had gazed his fill, he entered the wide cave. Now face to face the magical Calypso recognized him, as all immortal gods know one another on sight, though seeming strangers far from home. But he saw nothing of the great Odysseus, who sat apart as 1,000 times before and racked his own heart, groaning, with eyes wet, scanning the bare horizon of the sea. Calypso invites Hermes to her table for food and drink, asking why he has come. Hermes explains that he comes with an order from Zeus that Calypso not detain Odysseus any longer, but send him on his way home. She reluctantly obeys, agreeing to offer Odysseus her advice about how to get home. The strong god, glittering, left her as he spoke, and now her ladyship, having given heed to Zeus's mandate, went to find Odysseus in his stone seat to seaward, tear on tear brimming in his eyes. The sweet days of his lifetime were running out in anguish over his exile, for long ago the nymph had ceased to please. Though he fought shy of her and her desire, he lay with her each night, for she compelled him. But when day came, he sat on the rocky shore and broke his own heart, groaning, with eyes wet, scanning the bare horizon of the sea. Now she stood near him in her beauty, saying, "O forlorn man, be still. Here you need grieve no more. You need not feel your life consumed here. I have pondered it, and I shall help you go." Swiftly she turned and led him to her cave, and they went in, the mortal and immortal. He took the chair left empty now by Hermes, where the divine Calypso placed before him victuals and drink of men. Then she sat down facing Odysseus, while her serving maids brought nectar and ambrosia to her side. Then each one's hands went out on each one's feast until they had their pleasure. And she said, "Son of Laertes, versatile Odysseus, after these years with me, you still desire your old home? Even so, I wish you well. If you could see it all before you go, all the adversity you face at sea, you would stay here and guard this house and be immortal, though you wanted her forever, that bride for whom you pine each day. Can I be less desirable than she is, less interesting, less beautiful? Can mortals compare with goddesses in grace and form? To this the strategist Odysseus answered, My lady goddess, here is no cause for anger. My quiet Penelope, how well I know, would seem a shade before your majesty. Death and old age being unknown to you, while she must die. Yet it is true each day, I long for home, long for the sight of home. With Calypso's help, Odysseus builds a raft and sets out to sea. For 17 days he sails until he is in sight of Scaea. For 3 more days he is pummeled by storms and finally swims for the island. He makes it safely ashore and crawls to rest under some bushes. A man in a distant field, no hearth fires near, will hide a fresh brand in his bed of embers to keep a spark alive for the next day. So in the leaves, Odysseus hid himself, while over him Athena showered sleep, that his distress should end, and soon, soon. In quiet sleep, she sealed his cherished eyes.